You guys know how much I love my spa, my Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure that you're grabbing one right now and getting it ordered. People are finally figuring out they really need to get this ordered and on its way, because I'm telling you, it'll save you from the world's stress. It's amazing to have in your backyard. You have to have, if we're going to have staycations for a while, my gosh, what an option for you guys. Go to Tropical Pool and Spa. Don't waste any time. They have $1,000 off right now on their Labor Day special. You just can't beat it. You just can't beat it. And so they have special financing or the $1,000 off. Take advantage of it right now and get it ordered. It'll be the best thing you've done for yourself in a long, long time. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. TropicalFiberglassPool.com. And this is the company you want to go with. They're the ones that are easy to work with. And just, it's just such a fun, it's just, I can't even express how wonderful a Bullfrog Spa is, because I get in it every night. And it takes my stress away. I want you to do the same for you. Also, their swim spas are really amazing. And their fiberglass pools, nobody can beat them in price. And they are just really good at what they do. Get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool. Highly, highly encourage you to do it right now.
Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
But the governor can't just outright create something brand new.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet. But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them and people who are ill.
Will you be extending the state of emergency past August 20th and along with that, the health guidelines?
That'll be a decision made probably by the legislature. I have a limited period of time that I can declare a state of emergency. It has to be reauthorized by the legislature. They've done that and extended it to August 20th. And so we'll wait and see what happens.
But will you be asking them to?
I don't know that we need to continue it on. I think we need to make sure that we have the ability to, in fact, put it in protocols that are appropriate, which we really have in place now.
I'm announcing today, right now, that I will establish a new state of emergency. Our orange means that it's a moderate risk for everyone, but high risk still for vulnerable individuals. So even though we could be in orange, it means that still they've got to be extra careful. Yellow means low risk for everyone, but for the high risk individuals. And green means new normal risk for everyone. That's back to really kind of the way we were before, with probably some protocols that we'll have adapted and carry over. We have the color coding, as you know. We've identified red, orange, yellow, and green for...
Happy Friday to you. Yeah. You know, it is reminiscent of Sesame Street. Angela Dumm and her cohort, Herbert, just can't get enough of those press conferences to tell you how much danger you're in. I just wanted to mention that they are going to this saliva test now, and to make it even easier for the numbers to go up. Because why? Because we're headed into fall. Yep, that's why. Gets more fun, doesn't it, guys? I welcome you to today's show. So much going on today. In fact, Glenn Beck has been talking a lot about this conference that starts today. And Ron Meldrum will be joining me in just a few minutes, it'll be really great. They're doing a Book of Mormon evidence conference. And for history lovers, you're gonna love this. I mean, it's really good. And you know, I'm of the Mormon faith. Everybody knows that. I usually don't talk about it a ton on the show. Sometimes I'll reference it if it's pertinent to the conversation. But I thought that this would be a really kind of an adventure in history for America a little bit to discuss this. So if you'll indulge me on that one, that'd be great. I think it's going to be really fascinating to talk with Ron and to see what he has to say about this. The conference includes Glenn Beck, Tim Ballard, many individuals. So just thought I would have him on the show today. And then he'll be followed by Dr. Kevin Gutzman, who basically, I mean, professor, New York Times bestselling author. He writes books on all the founders, does a lot of work with Tom Woods, who has also been on the show, and Ron Paul. And he's fantastic. He'll be chiming in on SCOTUS, so on the Supreme Court. So it'll be really fun to hear what he has to say, his take. We've heard Chris Ann Hall's take, and now we'll get Dr. Kevin Gutzman's take. And then in the final hour, I want to bring up a couple of things that are going on right now that are important to know. And then also I want to talk a little bit about CIA fronts. The CIA and some of the fronts are going to surprise you, really surprise you, actually. I'm gonna name some names, and it's gonna get real interesting on this show. We'll have to see if I have communication issues today. We'll just put it that way. So I have to tell you this, because in the weirdest news today, let's just go for the weird. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's trainer dropped to the floor and did push-ups next to her casket. Okay. Yeah. What a kook. Anyway, alrighty then. So there's that. I also wanted to mention Salt Lake City suspending the canine apprehension program indefinitely. Salt Lake City is just, they're just going Seattle on us. It is amazing to watch what's happening in Salt Lake City. And it's just such a separate part of the state for me. We should have two states, Southern Utah and Northern Utah, just like California. Only because it's just so different. I can't even go to Salt Lake. It's too bizarre for me. I don't know how people put up with it. Besides the testing, you've got, this saliva testing. I don't even know what to say other than they are desperate. They're going through sewers. They're trying to saliva test. So, hey, I know you're not sick. I know you don't have a fever. I know you're perfectly fine. Will you come do a saliva test so we can prove that you have virus in your system that you already have and have had forever? I don't even know what to do about this other than raise the alarm bell, tell people what's going on. Okay. Ron Paul in the hospital, slurring speech a little bit, and Rand Paul says he's fine. In fact, I'm out next week. I just wanted to let you guys know. I have wonderful reruns playing, and some of your favorite interviews. One of them is Ron Paul, and I hope he's okay. I really do. He's such a good man. He's been on my show 5 times, and I've really appreciated him through the years because he has just been really fun to learn from. So I'll be replaying that as well, but I'll just, there's just so much I'm replaying. Don't miss it. It's going to be really good. I will also try to put the podcast up of next week as well. So you'll have those on podcast. Also, I wanted to mention this because this was so funny to me. They have come up with this new, the leftists. I don't, what do you say about these people? They're insane, you guys. So they said to maintain social distancing, you can just throw candy. Trick-or-treaters now. You can just hurl candy at their heads. Make them run for it. That's how you social distance during COVID. Yeah. People should just stand at their door and huck candy at people. Okay. Anyway, I just... this is their new recommendation. It's bad enough that they're telling you to just get together in small groups of one for Thanksgiving. And now it's let's huck candy at you. This came from the Harvard Global Health Institute. They're breaking down areas at risk into the Sesame Street colors, green, yellow, orange, and red. And they're telling you to just chuck it out your door. Anyway, you guys, this is just, if this isn't getting insane, I don't know what is. Like, what? There's just so many things like this. I think my head is just going to just combust off of these things. And people think it's perfectly normal. I drove by a guy today that was pumping gas with his mask on. Nobody around him had his little mask. Outdoors, pumping gas. Huh. Okay. California license plate. Anyway, it's just insane. In the final hour, too, I'll be talking about nursing homes. There are several people now where multiple people have died, and they are indicted. So this will be very, very interesting to see what happens here, because I'll tell you what, these two officials charged with a deadly decision that led to this outbreak in the Massachusetts Veterans Facility, too. We have a lot of work to do in educating people and have them understand the problem with the nursing homes is so sickening to me. They are deprived of their constitutional rights. These individuals are pretty much forced to be inside, out of the sun, can't go out in the sun, can't get any vitamin D, can't enjoy their lives so that they don't die. Yeah. Makes sense, right? Let's deprive them of any human contact and then tell them we're doing it for their so they can live longer. Doesn't make any sense. It sickens me to think about the nursing homes and what we're doing to people, and we're just letting it happen as a country. We're just letting it happen. There's something wrong with us that we're complacent to this. On that note, I'll be talking a little bit about that in the final hour as well. And you're welcome to call in on the final hour. Just wanted you to know it's my dad's birthday today. Happy birthday, Dad. 86 years old. Can you believe it? He's a good man. And just wanted to wish him a happy birthday if he's listening. And Rod Meldrum coming up on the show in just a moment. And I'll tell you, we have a lot of work to do. If we don't wake people up right now, we lose them completely. I'm working on some special things behind the scenes right now, and I hope they come to pass. I'll announce as soon as I have any clear indication of the things that I'm working on if they'll happen. But I don't know what else to do here, and we need to come together to figure out some answers, because I'm worried. I'm worried we're not getting enough people woken up to this, and that we're making enough headway. So if the absurdity and the insane does not wake people up, I'm not quite sure what's going to tell you the truth. Let's just hope people come out of their thinking coma and quick. Be right back with Rod Mel.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with
just my children and my wife.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kay Daly Show. I'm so happy that you're listening in from all over the world right now, actually. Makes my heart happy. Make sure that you go to kaydalyradio.com and you can share the podcast. We're at almost 1.4 million listens just on the podcast from the live show you're listening to right now. So crazy to me. I really appreciate you doing that. Go to katedalyradio.com and let's get people educated. Following Rod Meldrum, I've got Dr. Kevin Gutzman on, New York Times bestselling author on the founders. We're going to be talking the Constitution and of course, the Supreme Court decision coming up, probably announced tomorrow. And so he'll be weighing in on that. And then I'll be talking about CIA fronts, all their front companies, and exposing those. It's amazing how much they've infiltrated into so many areas of our life. And so that should be kind of shocking to everybody, I think. So much to do on the show today. Joel Skousen may call in, so on the show in the last hour as well. So it's just kind of a crazy show today and really, really fun and happy to, of course, be here and be able to do this. So cool. Anyway, I want to welcome Rod Meldrum to the program. I'm really happy that he is joining me today because, wow, what a long career in really kind of bringing us so many things on history. And if you're a Latter-day Saint, especially right here in Utah, and all over the country, of course, people listening. But my gosh, what you'll know his name, Rod Meldrum, and I absolutely love his series on the Book of Mormon because it's very interesting when he's talking about isn't it the Hopewell?
Yes,
Hopewell
yes.
Indians and
good to be with you, Kate. Thank
yeah,
you
I'm really excited
to chat with you.
Yes, absolutely, oh, Rod. Yeah. Really appreciate you coming on today because there is a big conference and people might have been hearing the ads. Glenn Beck's been talking about this. Tim Ballard, David Barton, the Osmonds, and this begins today. And talk about this expo. This is really neat. I love this.
Well, this is our 26th consecutive. These are semi-annual events.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Firm Foundation Expo that we do, and typically we've had these. It started off many years ago, about 12 years ago, and we had I think we had 200 people that came to the first conference, and we thought that was amazing.
Right. Yeah.
The last actual expo that we did was up at the Davis County Convention Center, which is in near Ogden, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're, for those of you who are not from the Utah area, may know what Ogden is. But anyway, we had, 81 speakers and 165 classes in 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
On six different subject areas. So we had about 7,500 attendees. So
wow.
it grew.
Wow.
So
of course.
Now it's a virtual thing. We actually have more people than ever before on the virtual because people can now join us from all over the world, whereas before people were mostly coming from about the the western part of the United States to these events.
That sounds really neat. I love this. Where can they go and see the Firm Foundation Virtual Expo? Where could they log on online?
Basically, we have a streaming site.
Mm-hmm.
The website, our kind of our main website, which we've had for many years, because this all originally started out as an answer basically to questions that people had about DNA evidence of and involving specifically the ancient history of America.
Mm-hmm.
And and those who are members of the church basically that my faith basically, we believe that the early inhabitants of America basically had a history, and that history is written in a book.
Right, exactly.
So we call the website. The website's called the Book of Mormon, or it's called Book of Mormon Evidence.
Right.
A lot of people are saying, if the Book of Mormon is a true history, then where's the evidence for it? And so that's what we've been involved with for the last about 15, 16 years.
I love this. I had a guest on the show. I had a guest on the show, and she was from the East Coast, and she thought we were out of Chicago because the show comes out of Chicago on satellite, and so she brought up she was talking about pyramids and mounds and all kinds of things, and especially mounds, these large, large mounds. And she said to me on the show live, she said, there's a book and there's a person called Nephi, and you got to get this book because it talks about the history of America and the history of these Indians and all these mounds up in the East Coast. She goes, this book is amazing. She said, it's the Book of Mormon. And I said, yes, I'm well aware of it. And she said, you are? Mm-hmm. She said, everybody needs to read this because, my gosh, it's a treasure trove of history. She was a history, doctor of history up in the East Coast. And I was laughing so hard, I couldn't get over it. And so this is something that most people aren't aware of. Do you want to address that? Because I know that there's a video out too, Pyramids of America and the Mississippians, because people do not realize the history that's so rich in America about these things.
Oh, yeah. In fact, there was a History Channel documentary series for about, I think, 5 or 6 seasons called America Unearthed.
Right.
By, Scott Walter. And, you know, Scott Walter, I mean, he's an amazing guy. He's what's he call himself? A forensic geologist.
Interesting.
And he has a company called American Petrographic Services out of I think it's Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but he has gone in and explored this. There is so much here in America that we just do not even know that is there. It's been hidden underneath our parking lots and our streets and our malls and so forth. You know, and we've had you know, things like DNA and archaeological stuff and anthropological things, linguistic things that are just puzzling to mainstream archaeology,
right?
And so he has gone in and explored many of these things. Even though he's not a person of faith, his belief is atheistic, if you will. But he just loves to dig these things out and using the tools of science and the tools of you know, forensics and so forth, be able to tease out information about the ancient history of America, and it's amazing how it just matches up perfectly with this book that we have called the Book of Mormon.
Right. People just don't, I think they just don't understand, like, why it was called Mormon, because there's many, many different authors in the book, but that final author, it was named after that. And this was a history of people in this country. So people don't realize that. I think there's a big disconnect. Yeah. I think they think of it like the Book of Buddha or something. I have no idea what people out there think other than they don't grasp, like, what this really, it's a history book of the people that lived here versus the people across the pond. And so we have a hard time, I think, registering that.
You're right. And the thing is, it's kind of a very specific history because it basically starts at about 600 BC.
Right.
And then pretty much this history comes to an abrupt end at about 480.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have, it has huge lapses of history as far as what we would know from archaeology, because we have, you know, everything from 480 till now is not part of the book. So you have to go back and actually take that. The thing that I find is really fascinating, though, Kate, is that this history matches almost precisely. It does match precisely, you know, on the time frame scale of an ancient people called the Hopewell Mound Builder culture,
right?
Which is in mainstream archaeology. They show up kind of in the archaeological record somewhere around the Florida area, Clearwater Beach, or up by Tallahassee area, about 550 or so BC. And then this civilization, this culture, moves up into basically the southern Appalachian Mountains. Then they move over into the Mississippi River Valley, and then they go up the Ohio River Valley, and they crescendo into a massive organization, a massive culture, basically. That in fact, there's a book that came out about 3 or 4 years ago. It's called the Illustrated Encyclopedia of Native American Mounds and Earthworks. It's a whole. You know, they have about 15 authors on this book, but they in the page 3 of the book, they say, you know, people, the question that people have the most is, how many mounds are there in America?
Right.
And they said, based on the Cyrus Thomas maps, which were clear back in the 1920s or whatever, there was about 100,000. He says, but based on what we know now from LIDAR and from, you know, further investigation in a lot of these areas, He says it is now, we now estimate that there's over 1 million sites.
Mm-hmm.
And many of these sites have multiple mounds. So we're talking about several million of these gigantic mounds. But sometimes when we talk about mounds, okay, people go, what do you mean mounds? I mean, you're
right.
Talking about like a chocolate bar?
Yeah.
You know, what are you talking
sure.
about? These are massive, intentional, made out of basically soil or earth, although many of these are actually engineered with clay soil and and gravel and so forth, so they're actually engineered. But these are, some of them are just these, an interesting, just like a big lump on the ground kind of thing.
But sure.
When I tell you lump, we're talking about 25 foot.
You can see these in Wisconsin, Ohio.
Yeah.
There's lots of states that still have these mounds. I mean, these surfaces
there's
that
over
are
a million of
raised.
Them that they think.
Mm-hmm.
But now today there's you know, because many of them have been plowed down and taken down by throughout the 1800s and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
They assume probably about 80% of these have been destroyed.
Wow.
But that still leaves hundreds of thousands of mounds that are still there.
Right, right. And
who are these people?
Yeah.
It's a complete mystery.
That's so true. There's things buried in these mounds, and they're still all over the place. And this is why LDS people, this is why Mormons believe in the New Testament and the Old Testament and the Book of Mormon too. Just if people aren't aware of this, they believe in both. We believe in both because they're both records of the same thing of Christ. So they're both records of just peoples living in different lands. So that's why we believe, in both. And people, I think that's a big disconnect around the country too, or around the world too. I don't think people realize that as well.
Well, I think people, that really study the Bible and so forth, they know that there are things in the Bible that actually say that there are other sheep
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
are not of this fold. That Christ actually said that in the New Testament and so forth.
Exactly,
sheep that are not of this fold, and they too.
Mm-hmm.
Need to know about my word and my gospel and so forth. And basically, if the Book of Mormon is correct, then basically what we would expect to find is some other places on the earth, Christ came as he did before his ascension, and,
sure.
and so forth, that when he met with his disciples and so forth there in Jerusalem, that he went to these other sheep.
Right.
That he said he was going to go to. I don't think he was lying.
Right, right. And so this is...
So if he did, those other people are going to record that, right?
I would imagine there could be more. And so this is why this is so important to people that are Latter-day Saints. And then also, you've got this Firm Foundation conference that you're doing. Glenn Beck, many, many, many people are involved in this. Tim Ballard, so many. And it's interesting because this book has been around now how long? And it's never been disproven. Everybody's tried, believe me, they've tried for years. But here we're looking at the evidence of that. And so this is, we'll come back with more with Rod Meldrum when we come back. He's a researcher, very well known. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. And you just have to stick with us. This is getting more interesting. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. A little special edition of the show today. And happy Friday to you. I'm out next week. I have some wonderful reruns playing. I definitely need a break right now. And as we're going into this election, I knew that this was about the only time I could do that. And so I do. I need a break. It's 24/7. When I realized I'd put in 23,000 or 25,000 hours of research for this show over the course of the radio career, I was a little stunned. It's been a lot of hours, and I really appreciate your support. I've got wonderful reruns playing next week, we carefully sifted through those. If there are announcements on there that say that we have an event that week, please disregard. So we had that happen last time. Don't show up at some innocuous location that I announce on the show next week, because those will be reruns. And then, of course, go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast list. Like I said, 1.4 million podcast listens from the live show. And that's just not even the live show. That's the podcast version. Make sure that you're sharing those. Also, just wanted to mention, go to Tropical Pool and Spa. I love my hot tub. You'll love yours. Get it ordered because these are amazing. Go pick one up. It's so well worth it. If you're going to put your money into something, put your money, make your home a heaven on earth. And in so many different ways, maybe spiritually, maybe have things that you enjoy in your home. It's really, really important, I think, right now to do that. And I think we all need that kind of wake-up call. I also have the wonderful Rod Meldrum on the show with me right now. He is a researcher, best-selling LDS author, international lecturer on the validity of the Book of Mormon. And there's a firm foundation conference that starts now, and you can actually go online and watch this as they talk about the history. And a lot of this is history in America. So you really need to understand artifacts, evidence after evidence after evidence of these Indians that are talked about in the Book of Mormon. It's really a wonderful, consistent history book. I've actually had guests on the show that are not Mormon who talk about this book as the as a history book that everybody needs to read, because it has to do with this land as well. Welcome back to the show, Rod. Appreciate you.
So great to be here, Kate. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Where can they go again online to watch this if they'd like to do that from their home? This conference that Glenn Beck and everybody.
The main website is called BookOfMormonEvidence.org.
Okay. Okay.
And that's where you can find that we have some podcasts and so forth there too. But the conference basically. It's on our streaming site. We have about 600 hours. We have about 350 or so different experts in all kinds of different fields that have contributed their lifetimes of knowledge, information, and wisdom, if you will, to this whole project. And it really is pretty astounding. So
it's
Book of Mormon Evidence.org, and you can click on there's a message there by Glenn Beck right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to that.
Okay.
I had the opportunity to meet with Glenn three different times over the summer up at his ranch up in Idaho, and had some really profound conversations. One of his first questions to me when we first met was, what can we do to help Native Americans?
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. Well,
if this Book of Mormon history is correct, Native Americans are part of the covenant people of God, basically through the Abrahamic covenant.
Yeah. So
that's an interesting aspect.
It is. And I think people are kind of blown away when you go back into the history of the Hopewell Indians as well. And this has actually a lot to do with the Constitution, which we talk about on the show all the time.
Absolutely.
Consistently.
Yeah.
And in fact, I don't know of a show that talks about live radio that talks about the Constitution as much as we do. But as far as that goes, let's talk about a little bit about the history of those Indians. And then also, which were really from mostly like Ohio, Michigan, like up in that area, weren't they? Too?
Yeah,
besides Florida?
That's kind of where their main centralized area of their culture was located, up in that area.
Right.
But they really kind of ranged pretty much throughout the whole Midwest, or what I call the heartland, commonly known as the heartland of America. And they crescendoed into a massive civilization. And then for whatever reason, archaeologists don't know why, but right around 400 AD, the mound building, the city making, these roads, they had a road called the Great Hopewell Road. It's actually 200 foot wide with two parallel embankments that went over 60 miles between Chillicothe, Ohio, and Newark, Ohio.
Wow.
I mean, there's an earthwork there that has circular structures and octagonal structures and square structures that cover an entire four square mile area, and they believe it was ceremonial in nature.
Right.
And if that's the case, that makes it the largest temple complex on the earth even today. Anywhere.
That's interesting.
4 square mile temple. You imagine that?
Wow. Wow.
And, yeah,
wow, because
there's been documentaries In fact, Glenn Beck talked about a documentary that we did called The Lost Civilizations of North America, where we have some of the top experts in the world on linguistics and archaeology and so forth. We had Dr. Alice Kehoe. She's the dean of anthropology at Harvard University. She's in the film. We had about 17 scholars and experts. And they're all talking about why it is that this ancient history, this ancient civilization, is practically unknown.
Yeah, it is very interesting that it is unknown, because I remember I remember watching one of the series, and it was talking about, you know, when you think of the Romans and you think of like the armor and everything that they wore in battle, and so we actually had they actually made that out of mines, right? Like in Michigan, if I remember correctly, they had places where they would actually make that kind of armor. Here.
Yeah, there's been about 30 different ancient copper and iron, actually both, smelting furnaces that have been discovered in the Ohio area. They had head plates, they call them head plates and breastplates and so forth. They had these metal plates that they would put to cover, you know, their lung area, their rib cage basically,
right.
And their cranium, you know, basically.
Yeah, sure.
Getting whacked on the head,
right?
You know, and so forth. But they also had a really sophisticated culture. I mean, that there's a place called the Great Octagon and the Great Circle, which are part of the Newark Complex there in Newark, Ohio. And there are things about that. For example, they now know that they were made using a unit of measurement that was called the stade of ancient Egypt. Which is a 606-foot increment, and they made these octagons and circles and so forth using that particular measurement. So these were using, I mean, how are people here in America using Egyptian measuring systems?
Yeah, you're right.
2,000 years ago.
I think there's much more to this story.
And then also just, you know, stones with ancient Hebrew writing on them. Where's the Hebrew coming from? These were dug up out of mounds of carbon, date back into, you know, about 250, 300 BC, and yet there are stones with what is clearly an ancient form of Hebrew writing on them that were discovered in Ohio as well. So where does this Ohio, you know, how do these people 2,000 years ago in Ohio know about Hebrew?
So true. Yeah. I mean, the points you guys bring up are just so fascinating. And for anyone that loves history, for anyone that is interested in understanding even what we believe in, you know, I showcase a lot of religions on this show. We talk about a lot of religions. I have co-hosts of all different faiths. And I try to be very, very inclusive on this, as far as, it's the only time I like the word inclusive. I hate that word in society right now. But it's the only time I try to include is all religions, because I want people to understand that that it's so important to understand what everybody believes in. And so this is why I don't I want to be able to let people know about this too, because why not? I mean, I showcase other religions. Why can't I ever talk about this as well? Because the evidence is so overwhelming on this. You examine this and go through it, and this Firm Foundation event you're talking about starts today, and you can actually go on live, and you can actually stream it. You can actually watch it. Glenn Beck, Tim Ballard, David Barton, so many different people, the Osmonds, of course, just so many different people that are involved in this. But there is so much evidence. Yeah, they tried to disprove this for years.
Yeah. This morning, 72 presentations. They're about an hour
long.
Wow.
That is huge.
But this covers lots of different areas, though.
Yes.
Okay, because, I mean, we don't just talk about, you know, Book of Mormon stuff.
Right.
We actually also talk about, for example, signs of the times, you know, world events, you know, self-reliance.
The Constitution.
You know, like Joel Skousen is going to talk about the Constitution and constitutional studies. We also have a whole section on science and religion.
It's wonderful.
I think you mentioned that maybe you had Dean Sessions or whatever.
Yes, multiple times.
Your show.
Universal Models,
yeah,
awesome.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And I was actually I was the senior scientific researcher on the Universal Model book. So, you know, I'm very, very knowledgeable about the Universal Model.
So
we can talk about all those different subjects, and they're just absolutely fascinating. There's just so much truth that's coming out now.
Right. Let's talk about the Constitution, because that seems to, you know, it's a topic on this show that's so huge. And we have so many constitutional experts that come on, like Chris Ann Hall and others. Yeah. And so in regards to this, what we're talking about right now, what would you like to talk about with that? In regards to our republic.
Come and see David Barton. Come and watch David Barton.
Right, right. It's so true.
I don't know if you get much bigger than David Barton when it comes down to constitutional experts. I mean,
yeah.
He and Glenn Beck have teamed up, actually, and they have been securing a lot of the founding documents of the United States, because it's getting to the point where things are getting so crazy,
yeah.
And who knows what things are going to be destroyed. They're trying to destroy the history.
They are.
Which is basically what you do whenever you're trying to create a revolution in a culture.
I mean, Amen.
This is not new stuff. This is the Egyptians did it. You know, whenever the new pharaoh would come up, they would go and have their stone workers go and chip out the old pharaoh's names and so forth out of all the monuments and spend their own.
Hmm.
You know, you basically destroy the history right before you create a new culture.
Interesting.
And what we're seeing here in America, I believe, is that case. But if you want to know what's going to happen, I mean, so many people in the country now, they're wondering what the heck is going to happen here next.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you want to know that, I got to tell you, I mean, I know this is going to sound a little bit, you know, on the religious side, but if you want to know what's happening next, then read the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, because...
because the Book of Mormon is a parallel history.
It is.
Absolutely stunning. We have over 25 parallels between the chronological history of the Book of Mormon and the chronological history of the United States of America.
Yes. Scripture is very foretelling of, and I think that's exactly why we have it, to tell you the truth, and that why that was divinely inspired is because we need a record so we can learn from our history, so we can understand that these things happen, and it's happening to us right now. It's happening now. Clear evidence of that.
Well, when it comes to the Constitution, I think that we as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, also known as, you know, Mormons.
Yes.
we have a unique perspective, I think, on the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a belief, basically, the Constitution, that the framers of the Constitution, those that debated and fought for the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, mm-hmm. and so forth,
sure,
all these different groups, that these were men who were literally raised up by God himself to form a form of government that had heretofore never been, you know, even thought really through.
Yeah.
But there was one group of people who had a similar form of government.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Benjamin Franklin and others, Thomas Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
they went and met with this other culture to try to learn more about how they were able to manage basically seven different tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And they all lived peaceably among each other, but they still had autonomy.
Hmm. And that
and
culture
so they went
was?
To the Iroquois Nation.
Mm,
the Iroquois Nation.
Yeah.
The six tribes of the Iroquois, basically they call them the six civilized tribes. They went to Benjamin Franklin, wrote about this in a series of letters, actually,
mm-hmm.
that became, you know, some of the foundational documents for what we now know as the Constitution of the United States.
Interesting.
And the Iroquois claimed that they got it from a leader by the name of Daganoweda.
Mm-hmm.
And this Daganoweda showed up many centuries before that, many moons ago, centuries before that, and taught them, they call him the great peace giver or the great peacemaker, one of the two.
Oh, that is so fascinating. For
and
more.
Fascinating because the founding fathers received a lot of information from them.
Right. We're out of time, Rod. Please give the website where people can view these things that you're talking about.
You bet. It's Book of Mormon Evidence. .org.
Okay.
If people want to be do that, they can get for $45. They can get the streaming and the entire event for 3 months.
Okay, perfect.
Bruce,
hey,
Glenn Beck, Tim Ballas,
the computer's about to take
thank
us off.
So much, Kate.
Rod, thank you. Be right back with Kevin Gutzman.